Okay, let's pray and we'll jump right in this. Father, how we just glorify your name. We bless you for your presence. And right now we seek just wisdom and understanding on tonight. We bless you in advance for it. And we just thank you for all the things that you do in our lives. And just continue to give us the wisdom to apply every knowledge and wisdom and understanding that you give us. And we just bless you for your son. We thank you for the plans that you have for us. And we just love you and appreciate all the things that you have provided, and we're just grateful. And again, we just thank you. In the name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen. All righty. Y'all had said to me the other day, I'm trying to think. I think it may have been 1 or 2 days ago.
Kill my throat here, man.
I believe 1 or 2 days ago. You know, just kind of sitting there, and he said, your tests are over with. And when he said it, you know, the way my mind works is I never try to figure y'all out. So his thoughts are so far advanced and separate from mine or ours that man, we spent a lifetime trying to figure out things that he lead and guide us on things that he say. And so what I do is when he says something, I just accept it. Regardless of what it is. You know, even like how our father David did, you know, in perspective to things, when Yah would say something to him, not just David, but even you can look at the scriptures and see other men of Yah that when he would say something, they would immediately agree. And they was like, you know, let it be according to your word. And that's always been my perspective. When y'all said something, I just agree. So when he said that, you know, I immediately agreed. Not really knowing what all tests I've gone through. You know, person may look at it, you know, because I've been talking about some things as far as my, you know, health is concerned. You know, past few weeks and things like that. So person may say, well, that was a test. Well, you know, maybe, but I'm not trying to figure that out, you know, if it's a test or what, you know. But what he went on to say was, he said, you are now in the phase, you're now in the phase where you experience abundance. I didn't try to figure out what that is. You know, as soon as you say abundance, people start thinking candy cookies and donuts and ice cream and you know, all kinds of cars and houses and all this kind of stuff. So when he said abundance, whatever that is, you know, I received that too. And so, but I do understand it from this perspective that abundance is the opposite of the test, obviously. And in this abundance, he informed me that in a nutshell, whatever I would put my mind to, or however you want to view it, put my hands to, that it you know, things would produce. Now I'm not, again, when I say put my hands to something, don't think about it from just a corner perspective. And so I'll say it this way just to kind of, you know, help with the understanding of it. In other words, anything that I put my heart to. What is the heart?
Mind.
Okay? For with the heart, man believeth. the heart and the chest. I say this all the time. I take my time and explain this on purpose because I want to pound the information in. The heart that's in the chest is an organ that, you know, is designed to, you know, pump blood and different things like that throughout the body, oxygen, however you want to put it. I'm not a, you know, not an expert in those areas, but that's what the purpose of it is. But anytime the scripture talk about the heart, it is talking about the mental state. Let this mind be in you. Let this heart be in you. So when the person said, you know, I have a good, you know, charge to my head, not to my heart, I'll be like, that's one of the same. I have to charge it to the head because that's where all the stuff that's going on. So, you know, how can I charge something to something that just pumped the blood? That's its only function. You know, so if I charge it to the head, you know, that's the right place because that's where the heart is scripturally. So, in this abundance, whatever it is, I don't try to figure out, y'all. I know that it means whatever or wherever I put my heart, my mind, y'all said, I'll make it abundant. Now, we can think about a lot of things. Okay? I can think you crazy. But when my thinking you crazy becomes a heart issue, that means it's at a different perspective of the mind. You know, I can look at Elder and say, boy, man, you crazy. But that ain't in my heart. That's a cliche that I'm saying in reference to maybe an action or something like that. You know, a lot of time I say a person crazy when they do something funny, you know, and different things like that. So there is a perspective of thinking that doesn't produce anything. You know, because you get people a lot of times say, you know, words are spiritual containers and you can produce stuff if you say words and stuff like that. Yeah, it depends on where the heart is. I can say I hate you, but if that ain't in my heart, it's just words. Go ahead.
You have to have meditated on enough for it to get to that subconscious level.
That's the thinking. Okay? And so when you look at it, again, it deals with, as I pointed out, it is embedded in the mental state, and from it being embedded in the mental state, it forms a corresponding action with it. When I think something in the heart, then my action now shows. So again, you know, I can look at my brother-in-law and brother and say, man, look, man, I hate you. Well, I said it, and it is not a, you know, it's not producing anything because, you know, it hasn't entered into my state of mind enough to point to where I'm ready to show corresponding action with the fact that I hate it. I remember one time I told my mom, she made me mad. You know, mom was I'm a mama's boy. You know, my siblings will tell you, and I'm proud of it. And brag about it, and will always brag about it. I'm just a mama's boy. You know, she, you know, we used to be walking down the street. She's, mom, what, 5'3"? You know, 5'3" woman walking around with the football jock star holding his hand coming home from church. My friends used to laugh, you know, because they'd be like, man, look at little mama holding his hand while they're walking down the street. I didn't care. That was my mama, you know. And she was a treasure to me from my heart perspective. So it didn't matter what anybody else said. That was mom, you know. And her action toward me was the same in areas, you know. And they would tell you, you know, she would always say, you know, that's one reason why I'm funny about, I don't eat chicken now pretty much. If I do, it's very small amount, stuff like that. But my siblings would tell you that she would always be like, don't touch the breast. The breast is for lawn. The breast was always for lawn. And so I didn't have to run to the kitchen and get my stuff. You know, it was eight of us. She would always tell them, make sure you leave one of them breasts for lawn. And so, I was raised up on breast and wings. That's pretty much all I eat when it comes to chicken. I eat something else, but I'm looking crazy at it because so mama just dealt with me that way. So one time, she had upset me. And I don't know what made me say it. And I said it that one time and hadn't said it since. Well, and I can't remember what it was. But I looked at her and I said, I hate you. And when I said that, she didn't have to whoop me. She didn't have to argue with me. She didn't have to do nothing to correct me on it. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I almost melted. Because I knew I just told the biggest lie of my life. But at that particular time, I was angry and I said, I hate you, but yet that was not a hard issue. It was not a corresponding action to go with that. It was not anything going on in my mind that convinced me that that was a fact, to the point that where as soon as I said it, it almost killed me as worse as it did her. And then when I saw the look on her face, it made it even worse. And she looked at me and she said, she knew I didn't mean it. She looked at me and she said, don't you ever say that again. And I looked at her and said, you'll never hear me say that again. It broke my heart because that wasn't what was in there. It messed me up to say something that I truly didn't have in my heart. And we can do that sometimes. Now, with that in mind, words don't produce anything that the heart is not in it. We can say stuff all day long, but if the heart is not with what we say, it produces nothing. So when Yah said to me, he said, I'm you're entering into a facet of abundance to the point to where wherever you put your heart into, I will make it abundantly. I will make it increase abundantly. Whatever you're doing, wherever your heart is, I'll do it. I keep hearing where your treasure is, that's where your heart will be also. And so Yah was saying, whatever you value enough to put your mind to it and come at it whole-minded, wholehearted, whatever you put yourself to wholeheartedly, Yah said, it will come to pass. That's what he told me. So with that in mind, where have your heart been? What is it that we've been attending to as far as life is concerned, because that's the results that we're getting. Now hear me now. Whatever you've been attending to, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just letting you know how to get results. So a person may say, well, sure, I ain't getting no results in nothing. There you go. If there's no results in anything, it is because there is no whole heart put in anything. Whatever, remember now the scripture, you may have to help me with it. Wherever your treasure is, what does it say? Heart be also. Yeah, Luke 34. Yeah, Luke 12:34. Okay, let's just look at it. Who?
Also Mark 6:20.
Okay, we'll just put it both up. Mark 6.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, Matthew 6. Sorry, not Mark. Matthew.
Okay, we'll just start with that one. We'll start verse... We just start verse 19. Matthew 6, verse 19 to the left of the screen. It says, "Let not lay not up for yourselves treasures up on earth." Now, we'll look at treasures now. It says deposit wealth. Okay? Lay not up for yourself wealth up on earth. Where moth and rust do corrupt, and where thieves can break through and steal. But lay up yourselves treasures, wealth, in heaven. Now let's see what it means by in heaven. It says through the ideal of elevation, the abode of Yah. Y'all see it? Let me bring it up a little bit. Treasures in heaven. It says through the ideal elevation, the sky. That's looking at it from a corner perspective, because we know the heavens are above us. But we're trying to understand what it means when we lay up treasure. We know we can't just put treasure in the sky. So it has a deeper meaning to us, like the same way as far as the heart is concerned, then this treasure in this place or heaven is a place, but it's not just in the sky. Okay, that's looking at it carnally. And so what it says, it extends it now. It says extension heaven as the abode of Yah, happiness, power, eternity. In other words, everything that I consider as wealth should be from a perspective of the kingdom of our God. And it's not saying that we should have an issue with earthly wealth and things like that. Because, you know, y'all just said, okay, whatever you put your mind to, your heart to, I abundantly bless it. So if I put my heart to generating resources, then y'all abundantly bless that. Wherever I put my focus to, you know, on, he'll do it. But I don't lay that up, okay? I don't store that. My treasure is the fact that I have Yah as the source by which all things all things that I put my hands to be successful in, he is the source of it. So that's what I treasure. Okay, let's look at some corner thing. He blessed me with a car. He blessed me with money. But that's not what my value is. My value is in is stored up in him, not the thing, because things can get to the thing. But if my value is in him, can't nothing get to that and hinder that and corrupt that. Okay? So when we look at heaven here, in heaven, it means the abode of Yah. Okay? Happiness. There are things that's more important than the things here on earth. But this system has caused us to think or believe that what's more important is the thing here on earth. And if we got things here on earth, we feel like we're happy and secure and all these different things. And I can show you, you know, thousands of people who have all these things here on earth, but yet they're still not happy. Because happiness is only in the abode of Yah, okay? And so as we continue on, get out of here. It says, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doeth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, what we value, there will your heart be also. So each one of our hearts, or where our mind focus on, that's what we value. So if a person is saying, using just an example, so if a person said, well, I'm not getting any result, it's because that's what you value. If you ain't doing nothing, if you don't put your heart to nothing, nothing takes place. Let me give you a revelation. Yah is not putting checks in the mailbox. He never has. But he will bless the work of your hand. That's a religious cliche where, you know, take three steps, turn a flip, and run down here and touch the wall and come back, and y'all gonna put a check in your mail, and he gonna do this, and he gonna do that, and all this kind of stuff. Man, look. What we treasure is where our heart will be. And if we put our heart in the things of Yah, Yah will always abundantly bless. And so now looking at that from a perspective of each one of us, and you judge yourself. I mean, deal with you individually. What is it? What is it that you desire to see come to pass? How much of your heart is in it? This is a scripture that comes to mind. I'll just pull it up here. It just kind of coincide with it some. And you have to deal with it in the subject matter too, but there is also a biblical principle in here too. Galatians 6 and verse 7 says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Made a fool of. Y'all say, you can't make a fool of me. You think I'm going to give you results and your heart is not in it? That's what being mocked. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he reap. Now, when you look at it, Christianity has taught this verse up because every time people read that, they automatically think about money. Okay? And so when you look at verse 7, let's just break the verse down. Be not deceived. When you look at the word deceived, it means go astray or seduced. But Yah is not mocked again. Ridicule comes from 34:55, which means it means roar, bellow. For whatsoever man soweth, when you look at the word soweth, it means sower. It also means receive seed through the ideal of extending to scatter. Okay, that shall he also reap. In other words, it's letting us know that whatever we scatter, whatever it is, whatever we scatter is what comes in. So if there is no scattering, see again, you know, the Christian mind says, okay, oh man, I need to give money so in order for money to come in. No, I can produce money with an idea. The idea and the willingness to put my heart into the idea can produce money. I'll give you an example of that in a minute. And so when you look at it from a religious perspective, they try to say, well, in order for you to reap money, you have to sow money. No. Whatever you scatter, it can produce a harvest. Whatsoever man soweth, whatever he scatters, that's what he will get a harvest on. Are we scattering? And I'm not just talking about, again, I'm not talking about money. What are we putting our minds to? What are we putting our hearts to? You know, there's an old saying, you know, this pastor that I know. I remember one time I went to his office and I was sitting in there and he was talking about all of these, and I mean, he showed them to me, man. He had about 10 different pieces of paper where he had started all these businesses. Well, he didn't think I understood, you know, business is what I do. And so he didn't think that I understood what was going on. So he's showing me all these paperwork, man, look at all these businesses I've started and things like this. And I'm sitting there looking at it. I'm like, yeah, they from the state comptroller's office, man. They asking you about the taxes on all them businesses. Do you know you got to file or at least do a notification whether you made money or not from that business? When you start a business, you have to keep up paperwork on all those businesses. You can't just start it. But each year they want records and things to show, to make sure that you're paying taxes and different things like that if you're producing income. And so he was jack of all trade, man. That joker had all kinds of business going and won none of them producing anything because his heart was not in either one of them. I remember a while back I was offered two more buildings, one in Commerce, and I was offered another school in Ladonia, Texas, in East Texas. I was offered another school. I turned them both down because my heart wasn't in them. I was like, I got to finish what my heart is in first before I can take on these other adventures. And they were going to give me the properties. One was right up on the square in Commerce, Texas, and the other one, you know, was again just a school that they had pretty much abandoned because they had built another one, and I just turned them both down because it was not where my heart was. Be careful when the heart is extended too thin. We don't want to become the jack of all trade when not mastering nothing. Put your hand to things that y'all can abundantly bless. And if you have to focus on one thing, let him abundantly bless that before you focus on something else. I said if you have to. I didn't say you had to. I said if you have to.
Like you floundering it. If you do multiple things and you floundering,
yes,
then you need to focus on just one.
That's it.
If you do multiple things and they all going well, you're
that's
okay.
That's it. You able to handle that? It's kind of like the talents. I got 5 talents. If I can work with them, work with them. If I can't work with 2, don't give me 5. Do it according to the ability. If I'm kind of, and this is just me, and I'm self-professed this. I'm fun of mine. I have to focus on one thing at a time sometime, and then sometime y'all expand and I'll be all over the place. But I know the difference in when I need to, okay, I need to leave that alone. Don, you ain't getting nothing done. You trying to do everything. Buckle, sit down somewhere. You know, that's why when my sister told, you know, said last week, told me, you just going to have to, you know, just let us do some stuff and different things like that. I didn't say a word because I was like, yep, because I've been jack of all trade and catching up with me in some areas. So fine, yeah. I ain't got a problem with that. I ain't got a problem with truth. Like, so when you go up to the building dealing with all that stuff, don't go up there by yourself. Let us come up there. Okay, fine. Watch me call them many times. I don't go down. You know, even bro was talking, why they didn't come get me? Oh, we come get you from now. Okay. So even as I'm talking now, y'all just unsealing some stuff. Those are different areas as far as tests is concerned, where y'all was like, okay, your time out. Remember when I was saying that? I used examples as far as David. You know, they went to war and David stayed there. He didn't go. Well, there was a time when King went to battle and he didn't go. Well, sometimes there's just some things that, you know, I just don't need to be dealing with. Well, you the same way. You can spread yourself too thin, you know. I always ask the person, and I specifically mess with Deanna about it. You know, sometimes she'll be sitting there and she'll see a building. She'll be like, man, I wouldn't mind having that building so I can open up this. And I'll be like, for what? It's not that I'm trying to discourage her. I'm trying to say, why are you going to go after that if you don't have a plan? What's the plan? What's in your heart? Don't just say you want to cook beans. I'm just using this for an example. Don't just say you want to cook beans and cornbread. I mean, heck, what else? Because everybody don't like beans and cornbread. What is the plan for this? And if you don't consider the cost and come up with a plan, then you taking on too much right now. Do one thing at a time. Now, when the heart is there, the plan will be there. The thinking out process will be there. Everything will be in place. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's funny that you're saying that, because in how y'all has been having me deal with people along those same lines, in terms of lining up to the area of gifting, okay, what is it that y'all is showing you? Okay, what's the plan? Write that out. All those details that you need to, you need to figure all those things out. There's nothing you can do if you don't have those details out. Then, once you write, like the scriptures say, write the vision and make it plain upon tables that they can run.
How about a two?
Because when you write those things down, I say, you know, everybody don't have the vision. But you got some people that will execute a vision. They won't have a vision, but they will execute it. So you write down all the vision. I'll detail everything out. Some stuff you can do, some stuff you can't do. Mm-hmm. The stuff that you can't do, find somebody that can do it. Mm-hmm. You just detail all those things out and follow the plan.
Right. Habakkuk chapter 2 is what you're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
To the left of the screen, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 and 2, saying, Yah answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain up on tables that they may run and read it. I don't know what you want. What? I've had people that have come to me and said, help me write a grant. And I'd be like, okay, what is it that you want to do? Well, you know what you do. I'd be like, what I do? Yeah, you know, write the plan out like what you do. I'd be like, what do I do? Well, I don't know. You know, you tell me what you do. Why should I write out my plan for you to do and you don't even know what it is? I might well just do your plan. I might well just come to your area and do your plan and get you out of the way. Because it's my plan. If you can't write something down to give me something to go with and to aid you in your plan, I'll put legs to it if you write it down. But if you don't write it down, what I'm going to do?
Exactly right. If I have to do it, it becomes mine.
It's mine.
Why I need you?
I had a pastor, love him dearly. You know, when we first started setting up the programs and things that we're getting ready to implement, you know, he said, you know, Pastor Bud, I want to do the same thing. He said, I want to build this out here and stuff. And I was like, okay, man. I said, well, what you going to do? He's like, you know, what you do? I said, what do I do? He couldn't tell me. I said, man, how you going to do what I do and you don't know what I do? I said, I might well come in. He was who I was talking about. I said, I might well come to your property and run my program on your property. Because that's what it is. There's nothing wrong with learning and picking up certain things from, you know, from other people and things like that. But I refuse to implement somebody else's plan. Y'all bless the work of their hand on that plan.
Go ahead. You got to have your own vision. It just is what it is. Like doing research and stuff like that will help you perfect your vision. But yes. It's not like it give you the vision.
Yes.
Like it only enhances what's already there. It's got to be something there to start off with. Otherwise, you spinning your wheel.
Can't run if ain't got nothing to run with. That's why it says write it up on the tables where people can see it. Verse 3 tells us something. That may be all you may have. For the vision yet for an appointed time. You have it written down. Don't mean it's going to happen overnight. I wrote the vision down for the first time in 1994. That's almost 27 years ago. But Yah says in verse 3, for visions yet for an appointed time, but at the end it's going to speak and not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it. That lets me know that individual is fully persuaded and the heart is where it is. If the mindset can only last for a few months or a year or two or three or four or five in reference to your plan, then it is not in your heart and it will never take place. My mindset is, I'm willing to wait forever. Because it's in my heart to do it.
What I also say is, during that time, it may be an opportunity time. The opportunity may not have presented itself yet, but during the time from where you are to when opportunity presents itself, you need to be prepared. So when opportunity does present itself, you got everything you need to hit the ground running versus trying to fumble around and figure out, oh, now the opportunity is here and I ain't put no legs to nothing. Now I'm scrambling trying to make something happen and you can miss it.
Don't put the business plan together when the business plan is needed now to be implemented. In other words, now they're asking for a business plan. Write the vision down. Now you're trying to write it. No, it should be already written down before you start trying to present it. If somebody's going to run with it, they got to have something to be able to run with. You can't just, I've had so many people to come to me and be like, you know, man, I want to help, battered women. I'd be like, that's a great idea. Yeah, that's what I want to do. So can you write me a grant for helping battered women? I said, how many battered women in your region? I don't know. Well, how do you know that's what you need to be doing if you don't know they out there? I want to feed the homeless. Where are they? How many in your area? What's the percentage? What's the poverty level? Do you know what's going on in your community? Because that's the stuff these people going to ask you. And that's how they weed out the ones who really have it in their heart to do from the ones who don't. Now, you know, through our experiences, you know, we've had some crooked folks doing some stuff, but I'm just saying that's how it is actually done because I've been on the other side of the table before. I'm going to give you the funds based upon you knowing what's going on about what you're wanting me to fund. Because most people just want the grant. They don't want to help. They want the grant so they can get a bigger house, a bigger car, go get them a building, look cute, get them some gold teeth, and all this kind of stuff. They really don't want to help that homeless person or that battered person and all that. It's all about putting something together because the bottom line is, I want to be rich. That's what my treasure is. And things are designed to keep people whose heart are supposed to be, from a godly perspective, to keep people whose heart is not in something out of that something. That's why he said, where your treasure is, that's where your heart be also. So if we're not producing anything, that's where the treasure is. I heard that, yeah. I'm going to show you an example of something that is very wise in teaching us this. I'm going to go out of Luke since we've dealt with that to a certain perspective. Verse 6, it says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Now, when you look at the word sluggard, it means indolent, slothful. Okay? Slaggard, sluggard. It says, go to the ant. It said, in other words, it lets us know we can all learn something from an ant. As a kid, I used to be fascinated with just different things, and I would just watch the ant work. And I'd be like, man, that little fella can get at it, boy. That little fella move around some of the biggest stuff and go over. And I used to sit stuff in his way. He have a big old, you know, a big old insect or something like that, and he pulling this big old thing, and I would just put obstacles in front of that ant, you know, because most time he'd be pulling and bagging up. I put obstacles in front of it just to see what it was going to do. I don't care what I put in front of the ant, he's going to go right over, keep right on going, because his heart was in what he was doing. I would put stuff around it and just figure out a way to get around it, keep right on rolling. Are you willing to get around anything that is hindering where your heart is? So we can learn from the ant. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathered her food in the harvest. How long will thou sleep, O sluggard? When will thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. In other words, the scripture lets us know, in a nutshell, that whatever we apply, wherever our treasure is, that's what we'll produce. That's where our heart will be. And we'll get that same result. So he's saying, look at the example as far as the ant. The ant get results because the ant puts her heart in things. Look at it. Look at it. Lon, if all you're doing is sitting around and not doing nothing, you expecting a check in the mail, guess what's going to happen? Poverty will overtake you. So that's what I'm saying. You know, all of us have different mental capacities on how we handle things. But what I'm saying to you is, you know, if you can handle, as the other pointed out, you can handle 10, handle them. If you can't handle but one, find that baby and work it and watch y'all abundantly bless it. Work it, man. I don't care. Man, if it's throwing rocks across the street, work it. Somebody might say, hey, I need a rock throw. Now, I'm going to give you an example of this. And then, thank you for your patience. I'm going to close here since I was so late coming out. You know, I told y'all, I think it was last week or something like that, I said, there's a... you know, I've signed two contracts. One for the parking lot, one for painting and doing some other things at the building. And, you know, I signed those contracts. The only reason why I signed them is because that's where my heart is. And I know because of what. Now, I signed it before y'all said what he said to me. And then, you know, he said that, like I said, 1 or 2 days ago. But I signed them because I know me. My heart is there. My heart is in seeing the parking lot look a certain state. And Yah has given me the heart now, mine. He's given me the mind to say, Lon, you gotta do something. Okay, there's grass going up into it. I'd rather have at least a phase of this done where we're not looking at grass going up in it until we can get to the other phase. In other words, there's something that need to be done in order to remedy the situation, and there are certain things that has to be done by the leading of Yah and the wisdom of Yah and things like that. And I explain what I mean by that. So back to the parking lot. When Yah had me to sign that contract for that, little did I know that, remember, when you put your heart to something, he'll abundantly bless it. Little did I know, me putting my heart to that was going to open up other doors. It's going to open up other doors. Remember, Yah has decreed. Now, he said it to me, so I'm saying it to you, releasing it to you, because whatever he give to me, then he now give me the authority to release it to you. And if you receive it and walk in it, you can get the same benefit. So I do this, and the individual that's over this company has the ability to do what he's doing to our parking lot now. He also has the talent to completely concrete it. So there's, let me just say, there are two types. There's asphalt, and then there's concrete. I'm having asphalt done right now. In other words, I'm playing right now. I have to say it that way for lack of a better way to put it. I'm just playing right now because I just don't want to see the grass no more and then come back later and concrete it. Just, you know, y'all just in the abundance like that. But in doing so, it opened up this door. This guy comes to me, he said, okay. He said, I like the way you manage the negotiation and how we came to an agreement. He said, I like that. He said, so what I want you to do, if you don't mind, he said, I want you to manage my company. Yeah. He said, I want you to negotiate for me. Hear me, y'all. Now, I just negotiated and got a $60,000 deal on the table right now. Started from an $8,000 parking lot. Where you put your heart, I got excited. Where you put your heart, y'all abundantly bless it. Okay? Now, I didn't know. All I know is y'all said, I want that done. I'm going to do it in a way to where you can't resist. You're going to see it's me. What he's doing is about an $80,000 job. Cheapest bid I got was $109,000. He told me, he said, I know for sure what I'm doing is about $80,000, $90,000. He said, I've been doing this for 20 years. He said, but you caught me at a time where I needed the money, and I just needed some right now. He said, my mother-in-law died, and she has my four kids. He said, so I needed a break. Right now, and I was saying, God, I need your help. He said, and then you text me out of the blue and just said, you haven't forgot about me. Now, a $60,000 job has come from my heart being in it to make an $8,000 investment into us and this man. Now, he said, I want you to negotiate all my contracts. Now, as I'm negotiating this contract, just to do a concrete slab, the guy agrees to a concrete slab of already at 28 grand. He said, I agree to that. That's a good deal. He said, but can you do this for me? Can you put a metal building on top of the slab? Yeah, we can do that. 60 grand deal. That's just one example of when you put your heart to something, y'all will open up doors as we continue to obey. As we continue to just trust him. Elder said, I use him as an example every time I say this. Some cattle on a thousand hills, they really there. Y'all just waiting on some people who put their heart in something. Okay? Now, not only has this guy been doing this for 20-something years and want me to negotiate all of his contract, but now he called me Pops. So it's personal with him. White guy, by the way. He called me Pops, and he said, you know what? He said, it hasn't been 10 people in my life that has invested in me. He said, and because you're willing to invest and support me like that, he said, you got me for anything you need when it comes to anything that has to do with parking lots. And he said, I even got guys that can do certain amount of construction. So y'all said, I took and put your heart in an $8,000 contract. And now have brought you a parking lot paving company as well as men to aid in renovating the project, who all they care about is just the fact that they have a lot of respect for you and what you're doing and how we're helping people, and they just want to be a blessing to us because they feel like we've been a blessing to them. That's just one example. I got other contracts I'm looking at right now. But if my heart was not in what Yah is doing, what Yah wanted abundantly blessed, if I wasn't looking at things and putting my heart to it, these things will not be taking place. Y'all know it. I'll tell you. I've written the grant, finished with it. $1,070,000. There's some things that we have to do a 20% match. You know, I mentioned that to y'all. Have to do a 20% match. We come up from how we had to do it. We come up to be about right at $11,000 short. You know, $11,000 short as far as the match. So they asked me, they was like, okay, what are you going to do? You have to do the 20% match. It's like, okay, what are you going to do to make up for the $11,000? I was like, turn over whatever rock and look at every crack I got to look in to find it. My heart is there. It's not a matter of if I'm going to find it or you know, because we're doing a lot of things, a lot of resources going on. It's not a matter of if I'm going to find it. It's just a matter of when. And I'm not looking for any specific avenue for it to come from. I just know my heart is there. And y'all gonna abundantly bless. Remember, I don't try to figure out where it's gonna come from. I don't start sitting around saying, well, let me go to my brother. Let me go over here. Let me do this. Let me. I ain't trying to figure none of that out. That ain't my responsibility. All I know is I'm gonna put my heart to it and watch y'all do what he say he gonna do. He'll take old Wino walking down the street with a trash bag full with 20 grand in. He'll throw out 10 on the ground and say he don't want that much in his bag. Y'all don't know how y'all gonna do it, but either way he do it, I know it's because our heart is there. I heard that, y'all, and I'm gonna say this and then I'll close if nobody have anything else to say. Where your heart is, there's always solutions. Where your heart is, there is always a solution. Where your heart is, there is always a solution. If your heart is not in it, there will never be a solution. Nothing is happening. It's a heart issue. And y'all have heard me say this for years. For years I've said this. I have never failed at anything when it came down to trusting y'all. Never. I can't think of not one time. My record is perfect. I have a perfect success ratio when it comes down to trusting y'all. Because once I put my heart in it, it happens. Ain't no doubt about it. And all I'm saying to each one of you is where your treasure is, what you value, that's where your heart will be also. And whatever your heart, wherever your heart is, that will come to fruition. You will produce, you will see come to pass where your heart is. And if your heart is not truly into anything, then there lies the problem. I'm your living witness. The only thing that moves y'all is a heart issue. Not a feeling. Faith is a heart issue. I feel like this is what he want me to do. Well, guess what? I'm asking one question, then I'm closing again. I'm trying to land this plane, but the wheel keep going up every time I land. How many of you, be honest with yourself now, how many of you have ever put your entire heart into something and it didn't work? I mean, you really made up your mind that's what you wanted to do. You did it, didn't you? All of us have that testimony. I'm talking about whatever you truly put your heart in, whatever you looked at and said, I got to do this, or this is it. I'm done. I have no other option. I got to make this happen. All of us, when we go back and look at those moments, every last one of us have a testimony to say, man, you know I actually did it. Everything happens when our heart is in it, whether good or bad. If I hate you in my heart, I'm going to show it. My actions going to show. I'm going to show you what I am based upon my actions. They let you know what's going on in my heart. The results are going to manifest. But again, using the example as far as mom is concerned, I can say it all day long, but if it ain't in my heart, it's not going to materialize. On the other hand, I don't have to say nothing, but if it's in my heart, it'll materialize. Thus, what James say, I believe it's James, said, a man may say that he has work. A man may say that he has faith without works. He said, but I'll show you my faith by my works. I'll show you where my heart is. Watch me work. Okay, I got one wheel on the ground. Now I'm finna put the other one on. Even, y'all, I'm your witness. Remember, what do y'all tell me to do? He said, show them how to walk by faith. Even though I've been, you know, struggling with my health these past, what, a little bit over a year now? Getting a lot better, doing a lot better than what I've, you know, been doing, but I still got a ways to go. even though I've been struggling in those areas, I still kept my focus on what Yah was saying and doing. Still pushing. What you doing? You know, bro called me quite a bit. How you feeling, bro, man? Man, I ain't doing so hard. What you doing, paperwork? He'll tell you. You know, y'all put up with me. Sometimes I come out here 30, 40 minutes, maybe an hour late sometime. Y'all put up with me because it's time I just was struggling just to get out here. But I got to work. My heart is in it. Remember that. Where your treasure is, that's where your heart be also. Where your heart is, you will get the results, and you will get it in abundance. Okay? The sky is the limit. And so that's what Yah was saying. He said, okay, I've tested you in a whole lot of areas, and you kept your focus on me in all those areas. When you was in the building fighting copper thieves, when you was in there pumping water, when you was in there, you know, having to pull your gun out on folk thieves you was catching in there and all these different things. All those different examples, you still kept your trust in me. When you were going there and the building looked like somebody had threw grenades in there, it looked like bombs had been exploded in the building. You would go in there and you would keep your eyes focused on me. You did not allow what you saw to determine what was going on in your heart. Watch me abundantly bless them. Anybody's heart can be in something when it's easy. But can your heart stay in it when you don't see no way possible? That's when he gonna do it. All right. Any questions, comments? We good? All right. Father, y'all, we just bless you for this lesson on today, and we appreciate you giving us the wisdom to understand how things work from a heart perspective. That, you know, you have given us gifts to maybe multitask and be successful in a lot of areas, but some of us, you've only given us the ability to operate a few things, whichever one they are. Yeah, just give us the wisdom to know. And to know when we've extended ourselves too far, and to understand that we need to scale it back and just deal with what works according to what we're able to put our heart in at the time. And we just bless you for that, yeah, and giving us the wisdom to understand that. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen. Amen.